the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything demon clothes. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson and Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone.
That's right. Coming up in just a little bit, she's not wearing demon clothes. Alexis Thompson has Am I the Asshat? Then the Dirt Alert. Then a story about herpes with Alexis.
Yep.
That's right. We're not kidding. We're not kidding. And maybe we'll end on Carol Burnett. I mean, come on. I mean, what a great way to end. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, sorry, Carol, that you have to follow herpes, but it's just the way it is on our show sometimes.
The showbiz, yeah, baby. I mean,
it's laughing showbiz and leaking. It's just
that's
add
right
it to that file.
See. Yeah. But first, get ready to debate amongst yourselves.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Yes, we pull these directly from the Reddit feed, MITA, and written from their point of view. So here we go. Am I the asshat? Yes.
I'm very excited for this one, reading the headline.
Oh, okay. Am I the asshat for refusing to pay for my friend's expensive tastes in restaurants? Here's what she wrote. I recently went out to dinner with a close friend who I've known for years. We decided to try a new restaurant that she's been wanting to visit for a while. When we arrived, I was shocked to see that the menu featured some of the priciest dishes I had ever seen. A key thing to note, I offered to pay before we went out. As we looked over the menu, my friend began ordering some of the most expensive items, like a $50 steak, a $20 cocktail. I was taken aback by the prices and politely suggested that we try some more affordable options. My friend insisted on sticking with her choices and said that she could cover, and would cover, her portion of the bill. Mm. But when the bill came, she said she never offered to pay it. She was drinking a bit. I was not. It's possible she forgot, I suppose. That's what turns this whole thing awkward for me. When the bill arrived, her portion was more than $100, and I had budgeted for her $60. She had spent $100 or more on drinks. I was frustrated and felt like my friend had taken advantage of my generosity. I refused to pay for her expensive taste and left her to foot her portion of the bill on her own. She was furious and accused me of being cheap and selfish. Despite our long friendship, I feel like I was justified in refusing to pay for her extravagant choices. But now I'm starting to wonder if maybe I was the asshat in this situation. Am I? 651-641-1071. What say you?
This is such... Little clap, little clap, little clap. This is such a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, I love this one, Lex.
We've all been there, haven't we?
We have all been there. I think the asshat is the friend that offered to pay, did not pay, but yet proceeded to order every expensive thing on the menu and order alcohol when the other friend wasn't. That is just downright rude. I have had that happen to me. I have that happen to me semi-regularly. And not semi-regular, like occasionally. Let me rephrase that. Occasionally. And yeah. I do not, again, especially in this zero F's era, I think it is completely appropriate for the friend to say, hey, you know, here's your portion.
That's a lot.
Here's my portion. Here's what I'm going to pay here. And then you owe blah, blah. If you said it like that, I can't understand why the friend that offered to pay would be mad. Because if I'm playing the role of the friend that didn't drink a lot.
The one who wrote this.
The one who wrote this. Yeah. Here's how I would be. Okay, Sally, let's see here. You know, I would grab the bill. I'd be like, okay, I'll do this for us. Okay, I owe $42.50 and then the rest is yours. That's how can the other friend be mad at that?
Or because, to pay what you thought you were going to pay, yes, the $60, and then say the rest is yours.
You know, the other friend accused the other friend of being selfish. Oh no, au contraire, mon frère.
Yeah.
It is the other way around, you ass balloon.
Can she blame it on the alcohol?
No.
She was so drunk.
It's like blaming it on the editing on Bravo. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Holly, what are you thinking?
The person who wrote this is not the asshat.
No.
Yeah.
No. There need to be... Now, the only thing that is unfortunate in this situation is that there wasn't an agreed-upon restaurant where looking at the menu where you could identify a budget.
Yes, or look at the menu before.
Or look at the menu beforehand. And that's nobody's fault, necessarily. That's just, you know, you didn't look at it. You didn't suspect something. But ultimately, if you are the person who is being invited to dinner... And the person's like, well, it's my treat. Then kind of understand your boundaries.
Yeah.
About when you're being treated. You know, you're not going to order the most expensive thing on the menu. Or if you do, you're like, oh, man, I really wanted to get that steak. But like, let me throw in a 20 or whatever to kind of like make up for that. Because I know I'm being extra right now.
Yeah, that's so, usually me.
You know? Yeah.
So, yes, like, me too.
I'll admit it.
Yeah, I know I'm being extra.
Yeah.
You know, so I will, you know. Throw in some extra because I recognize my own behavior. And I also want to recognize, thank you for your generosity.
But I'm also extra.
And wouldn't you say that too, adding this, and Lex, I'm sorry. But wouldn't you, Holly, in that scenario, I think all three of us, if we would do that, like, let's say the three of us are drinking and we're with a friend that doesn't. You know what I would say as I'm ordering, I'd be like, hi, I'm going to get a vodka soda with lime. And I would be like, Sally, don't worry. I don't want you to pay for this. I want to pay for my own alcohol. I would say that up front as I'm ordering. Wouldn't you, Lex?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or do the math afterward. Or just, you know, at some point too, if you can, I just pay for it all. If I've been the one that ordered everything, you know, basically,
even though
they offered, but yes, at the very least, divvy it up.
Yeah, unless it's explicit.
Yes.
And you're being invited to something where you're like, guys,
go to town.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole other parameter where it's like, okay. Yeah, we're going, we are extra. I am ready to be extra. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's throw it down.
I have a scenario, Lex, you'll remember this. I'll tell you in a minute, but let's go to the phone lines.
Yeah.
Who do we have, Holly?
We have Judy.
Hi, Judy. Welcome to our show. How do you feel about this?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Honestly, I think the author is a little bit of an asshat.
Mm, why?
She offered to pay, and once they're supposed to be really good friends.
Yeah.
Once she saw the prices and the friend ordered a drink, she should have put her boundaries down and said, you know what? I kind of budgeted $60. That's what I'm going to pay. You know, can you be responsible for the rest, especially since you're drinking and I'm not? Yeah, it should have been spelled out right beforehand.
Mm.
Instead of kind of beating around the bush and saying, ooh, this is more expensive than I thought. And then the friend's like, well, I'll pay for mine. But she's like, no, I already, yeah, you know, it's okay. And then after she had more than one drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Judy. I love the other side. Thank you. I went, it was Colin, myself, another friend of ours. And then Haley, who I always talk about, my friend in L.A. And we went out to L.A. And Haley's like, hey, my friends Lisa and her husband are going to take us to Maestro's.
Oh, yeah. Now, Seafood Tower.
Thank you. Now, Maestro's, ladies and gentlemen, is right on the Pacific Ocean. And I'm telling you this because you can already get a sense of the dollar amounts coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say on the Pacific Ocean, Holly, am I wrong? It is basically in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, oh, I'll take that, and then they'll go and grab them.
Yeah. And it's a very famous steakhouse. There's a location in Las Vegas anyway. So I'm sitting there. And the people that we are with, she's now on my show, and her name is Lisa Breckenridge. She's the influencer who influenced those dumplings that we made for Appetizer Madness. Lisa's husband, they're now separated. They're not married anymore. Dude is rich. I'm just going to say it. They dude has some money. And he and Lisa, we all get to the table and we sit down. And husband looked at the waiter. They had obviously been there many times. They knew each other. And the husband looked at the waiter and said, "Hi, how you doing, Paul? Can I get the reserve list for tonight?" And I looked at Colin like, girl, Molly, you are in danger, girl. Because he's asking for the reserve wine list, which means they go into the basement. They go in the wine cellar and they pull wine from like the Nixon administration. Wow. And my butthole is already like, oh my God, this is going to be like hundreds of dollars. So then they start ordering lobster cocktails.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh girl, they're not even getting the scrimp appetizer. They're getting the lobster cocktail, Lex, like the you know, and stone crabs. And I'm looking at these
with
prices.
Like the cocktail sauce and stuff. Or are we everything, talking like Lex, a
seafood tower?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lex, like, yeah,
it is a literal tower made of seafood.
And Lex, I'm looking like kind of at the price. And then we all order steaks. He is ordering bottles, plural, from that reserve. And I'm like, praise Jesus. Like, somebody help me. So the bill comes and they lay it thankfully in front of dude. And we're all nervous. Haley, me, Colin. And he went to grab the check. And Colin, bless his heart, Colin goes into his wallet. Colin goes into his wallet and he pulls out a $20 bill because that's all he had. You know, we don't carry cash. He had a $20 bill. Haley slapped it out of his hand. She goes, "You put that away. These people wipe their butt with that money. Just don't hide that $20 bill. Nobody uses 20s in this." So we start laughing and I'm like, girl, we're going to need get Colin's 20, get the bathroom attendant's $10 bill to get everything we can. The bill, it was folded in a way that I could see it. It was $2,700.
Wow.
And luckily, dude grabbed it and paid the whole thing. But there was a moment where it just laid there, Lex and Holly. They laid it in front of him, but nobody was really touching it. And I am praying to everybody in heaven, please let him eventually hungry, hungry hippo that check. You know what I mean? Just, you know, the hungry, hungry hippo would just gobble it up. Please let his big paw just grab it and pull it by him. And he did. $2,700.
Well,
I tell you the story because he was the one ordering all this crap.
You get the reserve list and you're ordering, you know, the Gerald Ford wine special. You know, you're ordering that Grand Rapids, Michigan Cabernet. Then if you're making those choices, then, you know, you're going to pay that lobster cocktail. One of those. I'm looking at the menu for Mastro's. $45 for one.
Lex, one.
Appetizer.
One app, Lex.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know. There we go.
Anyways.
Am I the asshat? Monday and Wednesdays at the top of our third hour, the Dirt Alert, and then herpes is coming.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Let's get caught up with the big entertainment stories of the day in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello again, Holly.
Woo! These raids on Diddy's estates by Homeland Security. Well, those happened on Monday, and Diddy's attorney is issuing a statement, and this is what Diddy's lawyer has to say about that. The individual's name is Aaron Dyer. He said, quote, "Yesterday there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residence. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated." So they also called these search warrants executed as, quote, witch hunts. But meanwhile, Diddy's alleged drug mule has been arrested. So the plot thickens.
Mm. Well, it's also interesting to me that within the last 6 months to a year, Diddy has changed his legal team. And one of his lawyers is really good at, let's see, sex trafficking? Coinkydink? Mm. He has switched up 2 to 3 of his lawyers.
Mm.
And 2 of them are experts in some of the things that he's being accused of. I believe one of them was associated with the legal team for Epstein, and another one was a protege of Johnny Cochran.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah.
So, yep.
Wow. But the fact that they're even apologizing that for excessive force, that's huge. I wonder how that...
Well, they're not apologizing. The attorney is saying that
we used it.
The Department of... Well, this is what the lawyer is saying. So the lawyer is saying and accusing the Department of Homeland Security in their execution of the search warrants of using excessive force.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
And they so just no, responded.
Nobody's apologizing
for
anything.
They're just saying like they used it. They haven't responded yet.
Right.
They're pissed that they used it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying they apologized for it. And I was like, that's big to even. Okay. All right.
No.
Ooh, I wonder if they have some evidence of that.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I mean, it was a transcontinental raid happening at Diddy's Miami home, happening over in Los Angeles at his Holmby Hills estate in Los Angeles. And you could see, you know, the whole neighborhood was blocked off. You could even see director Ridley Scott, who lives in the neighborhood. He's like, what's going on? What's going on here? I'd like to go home now.
I'm counting my aliens money.
Thank you. Exactly. I need to go back to my piles of money, my aliens money, my Blade Runner money, but not my Napoleon money, coincidentally.
Well, if you look at the photos of the house post raid, they were looking for something. They were looking for many things. And I think they were looking for videos. Mm-hmm. I think And according to, you said it yesterday, Holly, hasn't he recorded everything in his life for like a decade?
You know, I can't confirm that, but it would not surprise me because there are other celebrities who do that. You know, famously, Beyonce is one of those folks who archives everything in her life, which that would be incredible to watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can see that clearly this search warrant was very thorough and the safes are open. Things, they were pulling out drawers left and right. I mean, they were looking for specific items, and you can see in some of the footage from Monday afternoon that they got some stuff and they were putting it in the truck and going away.
From everything, now my algorithm is feeding me a lot of influencers on TikTok talking about Diddy. And there is a couple through lines. There is a couple similar narratives that are, and I hate that word, but plot lines coming from all of these influencers that know something about this. They are all saying this is the tip of the iceberg. A cliche, yes, but Diddy will not be the only one implicated in this when it's all said and done. When they see the documents or they look at the tapes, he is not going to be the only high profile popular person that will have issues as a result of this raid, is what they're saying. And they threw out some big names, girl.
Ooh.
Big names that could be implicated in all in Diddy's shenanigans.
Any of them that we can share now, or is it?
I mean, implicated in one way or another, they've mentioned Jay-Z allegedly knowing something, and a lot of people complicit. One that I watched this morning just said a lot of people knew what Diddy was doing.
Oh yeah, that for sure.
And look the other way, so not so complicit, but just kind of like, yep, they knew, but they were at the party still.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, supposedly. Yes. And, yeah. You know, there's a lot, people are doing what they do when these cases break and become really the subject of public conversation.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old clip from Howard Stern in 2016 where Usher.
Yep.
He's talking.
Describes living with him, right?
Yeah. He describes living with him as a teenager. And that was at the advice of L.A. Reid, who ran Epic Records. Usher was signed to that at the time. And he's talking about what it was like living with Diddy as a teenager. And so you can go back and listen to that. So lots of people looking for clues and things that were already being discussed many years ago.
I wonder if J-Lo is going to say anything.
Well, and I wonder what Justin Bieber has seen in his life. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Very interesting. More of these stories on our Dirt Alert coming up 12 and 5. We're going to take a break. Herpes with Alexis when we come back.
Hey, friends. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Do you have a mortgage question? Are you thinking about buying your first home? Or maybe you're looking to refinance, dip into some equity, you have some home improvement you want to pay for, college. Well, the team to work with is David, the team at First Equity. They've got you. They've worked on the market for 23 years and counting, and they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. And what's so wonderful is that they are part of our community, so they're invested in it and invested in you being a success, financially successful, by taking the time to really get to know you and make sure that you're set up in that way. And they also have the reputation. So if a seller sees First Equity on your paperwork, or if they meet with them and say, hey, yeah, they're fully vetted, ready to go, locked and loaded, that might be the edge you need over another buyer. 763-251-8000 or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1. And if you can't listen to us right now, and again, I don't mean to shame you, but I don't know what's wrong with you, but sure, listen to us later, I guess. Yeah. Old episodes.
We're a cheat date. Yeah.
We are.
Listen whenever. We're on your time.
We are. So listen to us when you want. Old episodes on our app and website. Okay, let's see here. What should we talk about next? Holly, got any ideas? Holly,
do you have any, anything? What? Gosh, not really. Nothing? Sorry.
Yeah, I don't either. Lex, you got any ideas?
Oh, I got something. Okay.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, can you guys imagine, picture this, okay?
Okay, sure.
You go into the doctor because you're having painful sex with your partner. And you go in and you just say, this is, something isn't right. And your doctor looks at you and says, wow! This is the worst case of herpes I've ever seen.
Is this a point where I cry or pass out?
Right. I know. There's a lot of different ways you can respond to that. Shock is definitely one of them. And this is exactly what happened to Halle Berry. The doctor said, this is the worst case of herpes I've ever seen. She's 57 years old. She's freaking out because she's very safe. She says, look, I take good care of myself. I've been fighting diabetes since I was 20, and I've not having to be on insulin and all of these things. So the doctor goes, all right, well, let's take a test and make sure both her and her boyfriend get negative tests for herpes.
Where'd the herpes then?
So that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
And then the doctor, well, she ended up going to a different doctor, which is probably a good thing, because what doctor says this is the worst case of herpes I've ever seen? You know, when you talk in superlatives like that, when it's negative, even if it is, you don't want to hear that.
Nobody,
it's not like you're winning a gold medal for that.
No, ain't nobody got time for bronchitis or really bad herpes.
Exactly. It's a symptom of perimenopause.
What?
She said, my doctor had no knowledge, didn't prepare me. And that's what I knew. Wow, I've got to use my platform. I have to use all of who I am, and I have to start making a change and making a difference for other women. So I'm talking about this. And she even admits, I think a lot of us too, kind of, you know, even in like the very beginnings of perimenopause, like, you know, I'm like wondering, what kind of, am I experiencing some of this stuff? I don't know. But that her ego, she says her ego got in the way because she thought, I'm going to skip menopause. But no, in fact, she's getting the symptoms. And yeah, it was because of perimenopause. Now, of course, everyone's going to get different symptoms.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, your levels, your hormone levels in your body, they're changing. You got the mood changes. You got the night sweats, vaginal dryness, all of that.
So the doctor mistook vaginal dryness for herpes.
The worst case.
The worst case ever.
Ever.
I just... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just am trying to figure out the like how that would be one thing would be mistaken for the other.
Yeah, just visually it looked real bad, I guess. That's why you always test. You say, oh, okay, I can see why that would be very painful. Let's take the test and see.
Yeah.
But instead, no. Whoa! Looks at it and there you go.
So this is
kind of an FYI. There's find a good doctor and
find a good doctor that doesn't lead answers. With herpes.
Right.
Yeah. Or might dig a little deeper.
Right.
You know, might look at your whole health situation and be like, okay, what's really going on here?
Yeah. It might not be herpes. Could just be perimenopause.
That's right.
Welcome to my talk.
Right.
But good on Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Thank you. But
to
really,
talk about it.
Sincerely, good on her because there's no exact map or timeline for any of this stuff, for any perimenopause, menopause, whatever. And people used to just code it as, oh, well, you're going through the change. Well, meanwhile, symptoms can pop up. They can go away. There's a whole thing. It's a situation.
It is. And some experience it for just a year, upwards of 20 years before actual menopause kicks in. Yes.
Yeah, because the definition of menopause is like after your period is done. After your last period, then you are in menopause.
10-4.
But then everything else is perimenopause before that.
And perimenopause can be like a mini series. It can be like the Winds of 30s. War.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. The Thornbird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. A very long, limited series.
You've got mail.
Are people experiencing this?
No.
Do you have the worst case of herpes ever seen by your doctor?
Painful sex?
Yeah.
No, we are getting, I'm encouraging her to call the hotline. The standby, the boss would like us to never use a particular phrase again. So she's going to be calling to tell us what that phrase
is.
I love how you immediately think that it's something that I said.
Well, usually it's something I said, so I'm hoping maybe it's, you know.
I don't know. We said
she's
herpes,
on the line right now.
Perimenopause.
Oh,
B. Arthur.
Oh, no.
Hello, B.
Hey.
Hey, B.
Wow. Welcome to my talk is right.
Yep. Yeah, okay. It might not be herpes, so, it's just perimenopause.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Dr. Whatever that guy's name was, like, get your eyes checked. What in the world?
Yes.
And secondly, don't you guys, this is just general advice.
Who said it?
Let's maybe not use the word dig a little deeper. When we're talking about an OBGYN.
I mean, isn't that a good thing, B? I want them to be thorough.
Yeah. But dig a little deeper seems aggressive.
Dig a little deeper.
What? We got to come up
with gyno.
Yeah. You might be right. I hate to admit you're right, but you might be right on that one, B.
You know what, though? On second thought, I'm going to find a local gynecologist who needs marketing.
Yes!
And we're going to change their name from Dr. Blah Bitty Blah to Dig a Little Deeper, OBGYN.
Yeah! That's brilliant!
C See? You're turning lemons into lemon pound cake, B.
Guys, I'm always marketing. Always.
ABM.
Thank you, B.
Bye.
I mean, hey, look, you know, you never know all these things. I was shaved my face this morning, and I had a bunch of nicks, I noticed, when I went into the bathroom. I was like, ooh, I didn't really do a good job.
Oh yeah.
You do? You have some... Oh. Well, your camera's blown out today, so you have no detail on your face. You literally look like Ghostface from Scream.
Yeah, Jason, there's a reason for that, because Ghostface from Scream is looking better than I am today.
It is my talkers. You can see it. Lex has beautiful skin tone. Her camera, she's looking warm, and then I'm in pinks because of my lighting in here. And then it goes to Holly. Holly literally looks like Dumbledore in Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh no, today is a struggle. Hold on a second. So I shaved my face this morning.
Harry Potter
reference. Because I was like, ooh, look at all this fuzz. I better take care of that. Get my mustache done.
Oh yeah,
just getting out of bed. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not wearing a bra. I had to check.
You had to check? Holly just grabbed herself. You had to check?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. To have that life when I don't know
Lex,
if I have a bra
on.
Yes.
Okay,
always,
I'm just checking.
Always. That's my baby, man. They're not the same.
I don't know these things.
No. I'm just saying, to have that, to go, wow, am I wearing a bra today?
Yeah, I had to think about that.
It's been a long time since I've had to say that.
Yeah, I was like, we're not doing any video today. I probably have to scrape off my car at 5 a.m. with ice and snow. So I'm just going to sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll put on deodorant. I'll wash my face. I'll shave it. I'll do what needs to get done in order to be semi-socially acceptable. But that's it. That's all I got. And then, I had to double check because I didn't remember if I put it on or not.
I wonder if one of those waterless razors or shavers work. Has anyone tried those?
Well, it's the dermabrasion blade. They sell them in 3-packs at the drugstore.
The little flip-up thing.
Well, it's not even a flip-up thing, but it's just, you know, and I just didn't, I don't know, I guess I was sloppy this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-huh.
I just,
okay. Yeah, they work. Those are good, though.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Now that I said it, I just can't stop thinking about Holly as Dumbledore in Deathly Hallows Part 2 after Harry dies and he visits the ghost of Dumbledore at the train station. That's mm-hmm. what Holly looks like.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Accurate. Very accurate. I look like an elderly old man outside of a train station in a death hallucination.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
we're laughing and leaking here.
I mean, everyone needs to learn about menopause.
Yeah. Remember,
especially
you learned
doctors.
Nothing from today's show.
Especially doctors, that would be nice.
I mean, really.
The bar is low.
Come on.
If you take nothing else from our show today, just remember, dig a little deeper because it might not be herpes. There we go.
Yeah, could just be perimenopause.
Dig a little deeper. Register to win. I'm sure our sponsors are thrilled to follow that. Register to win prizes and listener awards. Get tickets to Pink's October 17th performance at the Xcel Energy Center, or snag tickets to see Thunder from Down Under at Grand Casino Hinkley, or Chelsea Handler at Mystic Lake Casino. Gift cards to Quick Trip, Ulta Beauty, Caribou, and more. Sign up for listener awards on our app. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
And now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
What do you like in your coffee?
Bourbon.
This has been a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
Now,
that's right, it's delicious.
Yeah, there's a reason I'm playing that. We teased it and never got to it. I'll save Carol Burnett for tomorrow because another episode of Carol's show, Palm Royale, has dropped. And she was on Stephen Colbert last night. I'll play some clips tomorrow. She was really good. Oh, she told some great stories about performing at the Ed Sullivan Theater where Colbert does his show, Letterman did his show, and talked about what it was like filming Palm Royale, which you can watch right now on Apple TV Plus. But I'll get to that tomorrow. Alexis has written on the sheet for your listening pleasure, and she is our bourbon expert, the world's best bourbon and whiskey.
Yeah.
Lex, what is this?
There's a World Whiskies Awards. Did you know that?
No.
Every Holly, year.
Dumbledore, did you know that?
No, I did not.
Wow. It's a blind taste testing format where 200 judges put 1,500 whiskeys from across the globe to the test. And six American whiskeys took home the coveted best crown.
USA! USA!
Woo! Yeah, and there's one that's really close to, well, it's in Illinois, Evanston, Illinois.
Mm, yeah.
FEW, Few American Straight Whiskey, a suburb of Chicago. It's an urban distillery, small batch artisanal whiskeys, locally sourced grains. They won top prize. Rye
the top
and
one.
Bourbon whiskeys. Yeah.
In Evanston, Illinois.
Yep.
Wow.
Bottled at 93 proof. Toes between sweet and spicy flavors. Ooh. I want to try that.
I'm just shocked it's not in Tennessee or Bourbon Country in Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's in a suburb. It's by Schaumburg.
Yeah. That's wild, isn't it?
That's crazy.
Here's another one, too. Not from the South. This one's from Denver, Colorado. Law's Whiskey House 4-grain Bourbon Cask Strength. They've been brewing since 2011. High-quality corn, heirloom wheat, barley and rye, grown right inside Colorado.
Look at that.
Mixed with water from the Rocky Mountains, and I guess their whiskey's pretty divine. And bourbon.
What do you like in your coffee?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
That's it. Right there.
That's right. Now let's head to Kentucky, one of the other winners, Four Rows Single Barrel Bourbon. I think we've had that, actually. It's delish. Yeah.
You've had Four Rows?
That one, I feel like you could find that one in more places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It does sound, you know what?
They've been distilling since 1888.
I've seen it, I think, on a bar shelf. You're right, Lex.
Yeah.
I think you can get that around here.
Yeah, so there you go. That's awesome. Okay. It's bottled at 100 proof.
Woo.
Dang.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has a hint of vanilla.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, to mix with your Star Wars blue milk that's
going
to be available on shelves in April.
That's right. That might actually be a pretty good combination.
Disgusting. No.
I try it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going through the world's whiskey and bourbon winners for the whiskeys, the awards every year.
Well, a small perfect, because I don't need long for this, a perfect little piggyback off
those
that.
Those are the top three.
Yeah. Perfect piggyback for that is I did a Zoom interview yesterday with our friend Patrick Duffy, Lex, and because his lady Linda Pearl is going to be in town. She's a singer. She's going to be performing at Crooners. So we were doing a joint interview on Zoom and Patrick popped up first. So it was just me and Patrick for about 5 or 6 minutes, which can I tell you was better than sex. I'm just Zooming alone with Bobby Ewing.
He's so nice. What did you guys talk about?
Well, we talked about Hagman. We talked about Larry.
Okay.
And what connects to that story is I told Patrick about the story of you and I walking up to Larry after that dinner at George W. Bush's neighbor's house and how Larry was laughing about how much money TNT was spending and how he joked that CBS never spent that kind of money on them during the original run of Dallas. And Patrick said, well, they did have to spend a little money because we already kind of knew this, but he confirmed it. And it was part of Larry's liver problem. When they were drinking on the set of Dallas, they were really drinking on the set of Dallas.
So that's not apple juice, is what you're saying.
No.
Let's do it again. I messed up.
So when Larry was kicking back the bourbon and branches, oftentimes Larry was kicking back bourbon and branch, which is bourbon and water. And when they were drinking champagne, Larry demanded a certain champagne. Patrick joked that CBS spent money in that way, keeping the boys happy with real liquor on the sets. So I just laughed. He was
fun.
6 alone minutes with him. I was like, oh God, I'm Zooming with Bobby Ewing. But yeah, So you can get tickets to see Linda Pearl. Linda Pearl, famous on her own right. Happy Days, Matlock, The Office, A Career on Broadway. Yeah, she played the Fonzie's girlfriend in the latter seasons of Happy Days. And she's performing at Crooner's next weekend.
Yeah, tickets she was Matlock's daughter.
That's right.
Charlene.
Yep. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself. Because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now.